The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I would like to talk a little bit about dissatisfaction. Because many people live lives of dissatisfaction, restless, unsatisfied, impatient, unfulfilled, all kinds of things. And the idea of having dissatisfaction, being unsatisfied, is something that people don't want to feel. You know, if they're unsatisfied, they should somehow, that's a problem. However, it's a little bit more complicated than that because, for example, you can be dissatisfied with being dissatisfied. And because of that, you might want to do something about your dissatisfaction. So, you know, I've been dissatisfied my whole life. Everything I do, I dissatisfied. It's never good enough for me. I'm always wanting something else. The grass is greener the other side of the fence. And I've been dissatisfied all the time. I'm sick and tired of doing this. Enough of it. I'm dissatisfied with being dissatisfied. And I think now I'm going to do something about it and try to understand what are the forces of dissatisfaction inside of me? What are the expectations I have? What are the beliefs I have? What are the desires that I keep living with that are I keep thinking are unfulfilled, that so that I'm not getting satisfied? And why do I think, and what is it I believe I need to have that I feel dissatisfied? Or what's the role that aversion has in my life, that I'm always feeling that things are never quite good enough? So there's so then becomes a beginning of a process of self-discovery to understand what's really going on. And it might be that some of the roots of your dissatisfaction come from beliefs and feelings which are unnecessary, that you can settle and you can relax down kind of below them or more deeply and feel a deep sense of well-being in your life, deep sense of satisfaction, deep sense of contentment, happiness, that doesn't require getting the things that you feel you felt before you had to have. So someone might be dissatisfied a lot with how much money they have. Certainly some people are poor, but I once met a man who, a therapist, who called himself a psychoeconomist. And he was a therapist for people who have lots of money, he said. And his clients have lots of money, and they're dissatisfied. And he said he worked with people who had $60 million back then, and they were worried they didn't have enough money. people sense a dissatisfaction. It's easy to be dissatisfied. And so, financially, you're dissatisfied with your job, or dissatisfied with your partner, or just all kinds of dissatisfactions can exist. And they have more to do with you and your beliefs, your high expectations, your lofty desires are not being fulfilled, than it has to do with the actual job you're in, the situation you're in. And so if you're able to look at your dissatisfaction, look at your beliefs and impulses underneath, they might not be necessary, and you can relax them and settle back and have a very deeply satisfying life with your dreams not satisfied, with your demands not satisfied. And then there's people who have completely reasonable desires that we all would like to see people be successful within, but for some reason, circumstances don't allow them to follow through on them. And then some people will stay bitter for a long time, and some people might learn to go through some of the deep inner work of letting go of deep kind of things they're holding on to, deep ideas of what life is about. And they discover in their limitation that they can be deeply happy and at peace. And because sometimes our reasonable expectations of what we should have in life, the reasonableness of it is a barrier to people learning to let go in a very deep way and being deeply satisfied with just being alive and breathing. I've known people who've had very serious health problems, and we all wanted them to be healthy and well, but because of their health problems, they had to face themselves in a way they didn't have And no, very few people have to face themselves sometimes. And they had to work through. If they were going to be peaceful, they had to have some deep acceptance of their health condition. There was no hope for them. It wasn't going to get better. So their physical limitations they had. And some of these people ended up bitter for years that I know. And some people I know ended up very deep sense of equanimity and peace, acceptance of their life, that they're inspiring to be with. They're like teachers for the rest of us. Wow, you can be this at peace and at home with that level of limitation. So to look at dissatisfaction, to understand what it is and the roots of it. But one of the things about dissatisfaction is that some dissatisfaction is appropriate and healthy. Some of it you don't want to kind of just say, well, there's something wrong with being unsatisfied. I think I shouldn't have it, and I have to somehow figure out how to accept the situation as it is. So if someone is, I apologize for using this example, but maybe that I won't offend too badly, but, if someone's a stockbroker, on Wall Street, and their whole life is about making as much money as they possibly can at any cost, and they work, 16-hour days to be there on the floor and make their bids and kind of make as much money as they can. And then at some point they start saying, this is unsatisfying. And then they come to a nice Dharma talk and they say, oh, you should accept your life as it is and just, you can be satisfied, deeply at peace. They say, oh, okay, I'll go back and try to figure out how to mete out peace and accept this is my life, this is my karma. I'm supposed to work 16 hours a day and try to make as much money as possible. That's kind of sad, if that's the message they get. But rather, if the person starts getting dissatisfied with that kind of high, intense life that you're living only for money, that kind of dissatisfaction is healthy. You should listen to that kind of dissatisfaction. I think, yes, it's appropriate to be dissatisfied with this. I think I need to do a change in my life. And so what change do we need to do? So some dissatisfactions are healthy to have, and some and are indications that something needs to change, and some dissatisfactions are part of our neurosis or part of our unreasonable expectations of what life should be about. So how do we distinguish between the two? And it takes looking at it carefully, and looking at our values, looking at the underlying roots of them, and looking at what we're looking for instead. To be dissatisfied for circumstances where there's causing harm, where we're suffering, we're under stress, to accept a life of stress is not very healthy. So maybe it's appropriate to be dissatisfied with that and then find an alternative. I suspect that a high percentage of the people who come to IMC to meditate have some dissatisfaction with something in their life. Something is not working. Something is not what they would like to have. They're living with more stress than they want. They're living with less fulfillment than they want, less peace than they want. There's something that they don't want to continue with, and they have some sense that meditation can make a difference, can support them. And so in that case, being dissatisfied is a sign of mental health. So there's thing about being dissatisfied. It's worth stopping at and looking at. If you feel something's unsatisfactory, take a deeper look. See what's going on there and see what's going on with you. See what the underlying roots, the underlying conditions in you that's prompting you to feel that way. Look at the reasons that you're feeling dissatisfied. Look at your expectations. And look at what you think are the alternatives. What are some of the healthy solutions for the dissatisfaction? If, just being dissatisfied by how much money you have and the solution is to win the California lottery, that might not be a healthy solution. the statistics or the studies seem to be show that people who win the lottery, big money in lottery, are very happy at first, but a year later they're less happy than they were before they won it. So you know, what is the alternative? What are you hoping to, how are you hoping to deal with the dissatisfaction? And I think that something like meditation and Buddhist practice can be a tremendous resource for this investigation, because it points to the possibility of a deep, abiding sense of happiness and well-being that is not dependent on getting something in the world and having things line up in the world just right to get all your desires fulfilled. It's possible to sit there peacefully, breathing, and, you know, and just to be deeply at peace. So it's called in Buddhism unconditioned peace. And what the unconditioned means, a variety of things, but it doesn't depend on the conditions of the world. And if your happiness is not dependent on the conditions of the world, then you have an alternative, a healthy alternative, to depending on getting satisfaction from the world, when the world oftentimes is no guarantee that it can provide it for you. So dissatisfaction. Stop. When you notice it, it's a good thing to stop for, take a look at, and see what you have to learn there. So those are my thoughts today. Thank you.